to another edition of American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. It's the 17th of August, 2005. Well, I'm just going to say it like it is. Dennis isn't doing his work. Darren isn't doing his work. They have their responsibilities. I'm responsible for airtime that I can't pay for. So just cherish these last days. That's all I can say, listeners. Yesterday, hearing Joseph McCarthy was an emotional nightmare for me. And U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to atomic war is what we're dealing with today. This is happening all over the place, and nobody knows it. Nobody realizes that non-governmental organizations are taking over our country. A perfect example, listeners, is Tuesday, August 16th. Suspicious projects are probed. Officials, and we're going to have Hansa Molina with us. He's a little delayed, but we're going to have Hansa with us. And he comes from, obviously, a different perspective. He's very concerned, and I don't blame him. And so we're going to listen to Hansa today. But here, out of the Oklahoman in the local and state section, officials from the State Scenic Rivers Commission. Scenic Rivers Commission, non-governmental organization implementing portions of Agenda 21, listeners. Once again, officials from the State Scenic Rivers Commission spotted three questionable operations within a mile of each other along Flint Creek in Delaware County on Monday, shortly after they were told to stop investigating an illegal dam built along Barren Fork Creek in Adair County. The State Attorney General's office, meanwhile, has acknowledged it is investigating an illegal dam near the Christie Bridge on Barren Fork, along with the State Department of Environmental Quality. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, there's three different organizations involved here, listeners, is leading the investigation, and all agencies have visited the site, says Charles Price, the Attorney General's spokesman. First Assistant Attorney General Tom Gruber called Scenic Rivers Commission Administrator Ed Feit on Friday, telling him to stop a 37-day investigation into who built the Barren Fork Dam. Quote, the Scenic Rivers Commission does not have jurisdiction over that section of the river, end quote, Price said. Quote, Tom informed Mr. Feit that by proceeding with their work, they're opening themselves up to possible liability, not only for the state and his agency, but personal liability, and he asked them to step back from the investigation. Interesting, as obviously I haven't read this article, but keep in mind, maybe there is a fight going on here. The commission, however, does have jurisdiction in Delaware County, which is where a complaint came Monday about a track hole working in the middle of Flint Creek at a swimming hole on property owned by Ron Fiddler. Feit said the track hole was mining gravel, but Fiddler said he was simply having big rocks that were thrown into the creek removed to prevent anyone from jumping into the creek from being injured. He said he also removed a bunch of beer cans littering the stream. Quote, I'm not building a dam or doing anything that will harm anything or anyone. This is already so blown up out of proportion that it's funny, or it's not funny, end quote, Fiddler said. But this is the whole move of these agencies working to manipulate and control property, everyone's property, everywhere we look. And we'll be back to continue with the broadcast. Stay with us. The Oklahoman, listeners, on Sunday's edition of the paper, we're here to honor his life. Town pays tribute to fallen Marine. This is going on in every city and every state of the Union. Sons and daughters, husbands and wives, fathers dying in another Vietnam. Plain and simple, another Vietnam for global conquest. It's the UN system, people. This is where most people miss the boat. George Bush is just the representative of the UN system. He's a representative of the IMF. The Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. governor of the IMF. Alan Greenspan is the alternate governor of the IMF. It's on our website for now. And there's the point. You have to do this research yourself. You have to find this information out for yourself. George Bush is just the current occupier of the White House. He'll be replaced with another minion for the UN system. This is it. It's the United Nations system, listeners. Why people don't understand this is beyond me. I just don't understand. It's the documentation is there for everyone to see. It's right in front of their noses. I'm sure there's people in place and positions of prominence for the global system that are just laughing at us and how stupid we are. Because this is planned for long in advance. This Middle East mess was planned for long in advance. The Vietnam War was planned for at the end of the Second World War. Russia, China working together to form the Korean mess when MacArthur should have taken care of China, when we would not let him during the Korean War, has brought us to the point we are now. So here we are. With information coming from sources where on July 2nd, Beijing, Moscow warn against domination. Well, who's head of the Security Council of the UN? A Russian or a Russian country leadership. Russia and China warned other nations Friday against attempts to dominate global affairs and interfere in the domestic issues of sovereign nations. There's sovereign nations coming from Russia and China. Incredible. As people cannot leave communist China. People cannot leave Russia. My young friend Ronnie found that out when he went to find a wife over there. She's not free to travel wherever she wants. Violating the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Which means that we're in a gigantic setup. The UN system is a setup to destroy this country. You've got UNESCO in the schools. You've got the United Way going crazy. And I was talking about the United Way yesterday. I was mentioning yesterday the United Way. I hadn't even looked at Sunday's edition of the newspaper. I was saying how people in Oklahoma don't have a clue about the United Way being a non-governmental organization of the United Nations. That's the United Way. Here I see dated August 14th, Sunday's paper, people. Area agencies to share $8.7 million. United Way of Central Oklahoma officials said the fair share allocated to nonprofit partner agencies this year is more than $8.7 million. This is in Sunday's paper, people. As I was talking about this yesterday, not knowing it, and here we see United Way President and CEO Bob Spinks and his agency actually generated pledges totaling $14.9 million during the 2004 campaign. Wouldn't it be nice to generate that kind of pledge for this network? About $5 million of the net total is earmarked for various charitable campaigns or for United Way drives in other parts of Oklahoma or in other states. Now, this is going on in every state of the union, people, not just Oklahoma. Here you see non-governmental organizations of the UN, the American Heart Association. They get $150,000 plus. The American Lung Association, $60,000. American Red Cross, $12,000. And I'm just rounding out the numbers. Arthritis Foundation of Oklahoma, $99,000. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, $113,000. Boy Scouts, $408,000. Girl Scouts, $97,000. Campfire USA, $222,500. Catholic Charities, $228,000. It goes on down. There's a whole column devoted to recipients of United Way donations and distribution, including the YMCA. So what is my point? We're embroiled in a UN system. People don't even know it. The United Way is a non-governmental organization of the UN system. It's plain and simple. And then we see NAFTA's investor rights, a corporate dream, a citizen nightmare. We've lost our jobs. They're gone. So we're in a position to capitulate in preference to anything at this point. We'll have Vicky on tomorrow to talk about this. North American Free Trade Agreement includes an array of new corporate investment rights and protections that are unprecedented in scope and power. NAFTA allows corporations to sue the national government if a NAFTA country in secret arbitration tribunals if they feel that a regulation or government decision affects their investment in conflict with these new NAFTA rights. If a corporation wins, the taxpayers are the losing NAFTA nation. Must foot the bill. Once again, if a corporation wins, the taxpayers of the losing NAFTA nation must foot the bill. This extraordinary attack on government's ability to regulate in the public interest is a key element of the proposed NAFTA expansion called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, which Joan Vion predicted in 1999 would be a done deal in 2005. I say. NAFTA's investment chapter 11 contains a variety of new rights and protections for investors and investments in NAFTA countries. Specifically, Article 1110 of NAFTA guarantees foreign investors compensation from the NAFTA governments for any direct government expropriation, i.e. nationalization, or any other action that is, quote, tantamount to, end quote, and, quote, indirect expropriation, end quote. In addition, Article 1102 provides for national treatment, quote unquote, national treatment, which means that governments must accord to companies of other NAFTA countries no less favorable treatment than they give to their own companies. So we've been embroiled in this for 10 years. We have we'll just let Vicky talk about this tomorrow. She's done a lot of research. The website's channelingreality.com. That's channelingreality.com. And in the meantime, what are we seeing in our papers? Oh, gee, NASA turns back to Mars. A spacecraft loaded with high-tech cameras, antennas, and radar began a seven-month voyage to Mars on Friday that aims to gather more data on the red planet than all previous explorations combined. Why do we give a damn? Why do we care? When we have so much death and destruction on this planet Earth, and the same thing with the moon landings in 1969, death and destruction on planet Earth and Vietnam, and yet we went to the moon. You've got to be joking. How incredible is this, listeners? We're repeating the 1960s. We have a Middle East mess, another Vietnam. You don't know who your enemy is. Sovereignty is being taken away from those people in Iraq, although communism is being instilled in Iraq. It's on our website. It's there at the very top. Communism is Vietnam today. We went to fight communism. We lost 58,000 soldiers. We're losing hundreds of soldiers. We don't know what the real death count is. We don't know whether they're telling us the truth or not about who's dying and how many are dying. I'm sure we know who's dying. We're just not being told the amount of people dying and coming up missing limbs, missing parts of their bodies, depleted uranium weaponry. The insanity of all this is the UN system, listeners. Nothing more, nothing less. They're just representatives in the White House implementing the UN system. Just like Richard Nixon, just like Robert McNamara, just like Henry Kissinger, just like Lyndon Baines Johnson. Same thing. We're living it again. We're too stupid to realize we can't learn by history. It's a shame. It's a crying shame. And this is why I was on my emotional nightmare yesterday listening to Joe McCarthy. We could have done something in the 1950s. What can we do now? Here's the point and the problem. It's the UN system, listeners. The border problem. Illegal immigration is not illegal according to the UN system and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Let me get it. Everyone has the right to freedom of movement and residence within the borders of each state, Article 13. Everyone has the right to leave any country, including his own, and return to his country. But in the Soviet Union and Communist China and Communist Vietnam, people aren't free to leave their country. So what is the UN system? It's a Trojan horse to take down free countries. That's all it is. Eventually, when it's all capitulated into totalitarianism, nobody will be able to leave his own country because they'll be directed to leave their country to other countries in order to work. We will have to move to another country in order to work. In the World Trade Organization is the negotiating group on the movement of natural persons. Do a search on that. The negotiating group on the movement of natural persons from the World Trade Organization. You've got to be joking. Obviously not very happy today. We'll be back. Me in a room with good jazz music and I'll change my mood. I appreciate that. Anything that they can put up that sounds real good is going to make me feel better. Here we see by Doug Thompson, by beleaguered, overworked White House aides, enough drinks, and they'll tell a storied tale of an administration under siege, beset by bitter staff infighting and led by a man whose mood swings suggest paranoia bordering on schizophrenia. Is this any different than the Clinton administration, listeners? They describe a president whose public persona makes an angry, obscenity-spouting man who berates staff, unleashes tirades against those who disagree with him, and leads meetings in the Oval Office with, get out of here. What else is new? You don't suppose he has a problem, do you? Just like Bill Clinton? In fact, George W. Bush's mood swings have become so drastic that White House emails often contain weather reports to warn of the president's demeanor. Calm seas means Bush is calm, while tornado alert is a warning that he is pissed at the world. Well, what do you expect from someone that's just a puppet that comes from a family of control agents, including Prescott Bush, to build off Adolf Hitler? Hamburg, America. I'll have to cover, and I'm running out of time, I'll have to cover The Secret History of George Bush by Val Valerian. It's quite lengthy. But it covers the whole family. This is just a remarkable situation here. If you get rid of this Bush, who's going to replace him? And do we have any power to change things when the UN is in control, the Federal Reserve is in control, the IMF is in control? And if the president does not do what he's told, he will get what John F. Kennedy got or what Richard Nixon got. And Richard Nixon was no prince either. We have never had a good president in our lifetime. And unfortunately, America wants to be ruled by a king and a dictator. Because we're so dumbed down, we expect the president to rule us. We have no knowledge of the three branches of government and how it's supposed to operate. We have no knowledge of states' rights, state sovereignty. And at this late date, how are we supposed to be expected to understand the Social Security number and what that pertains? And there's the situation at hand. Obviously, we have a big problem today. But listeners, back in 2002, 2003, when I wasn't on the air, when we invaded Iraq and Afghanistan, and I was on the air with Afghanistan, I believe, I said this is only going to lead to a bigger mess. And UN control. UN's in Iraq. We bring the UN with us. We are the global cop for the UN system. That is what everybody needs to get in their noggins and research for themselves to prove me wrong. That is everyone's responsibility. I don't want to be so authoritative about all this. I want everybody to see the same things I do as I do my research. We have a mess in place, but it's the UN system. It's just, you know, George Bush is the one to hate right now. Bill Clinton was the one to hate before. Hillary Clinton's the one to hate next, or Arnold, or whoever's going to be the next occupant of the White House, if we even have time. Hansa believes we're going to have a nuclear war here. I think everything's done without firing a shot. The dumbing down is doing well. I was watching CCTV late last night, and I don't know what CCTV stands for, but it comes from China. Is it Communist China TV? I don't know. But they're talking about their preparations for the 2008 Olympics and how the security is being beefed up and things like this and all the work that's going into this as the International Olympic Committee is monitoring what China is doing for the next Olympics. And I already covered on a previous broadcast weeks ago that China and Russia are working together to make the biggest push on the gold medal. China and Russia are working together with their athletes to outshow the entire world with their show of Olympic gold medals and medals, period. So I appreciate Hansa's concern, and there's no reason to think that it couldn't happen, and that's why I put him on. And we're waiting for Hansa to show up. Last night I covered the Cobden Clubs in its entirety. And it's the initiative for Echo 92 Earth Charter. And it all fits into what we're living today under Agenda 21. Although most people have no clue that's being done to us and at us. So here we are, being maneuvered and manipulated on a daily basis, and yet most people want to blame Bush. According to Nancy Levin on June 13, listeners, let's imagine that we all live the Agenda 21 way. We own no land, have no guns, have no vote. Our children are the property of global government taught by NGO agents called career certification specialists. And God has outlawed anything of the past. We are assigned to employers who are assigned to our settlement territories. We'll get back to this. There is no local government and there are no counties or cities. We are barred from large forests, natural fresh waters, and beachfront properties, which are all owned by businesses and used tax-free by their families and friends. We'll be back with more of Nancy Levin. Stay with me. Waiting for Hansa Molina as well.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Nancy Levant, the echo con that keeps on taking the population of what was once American people is now squeezed into settlement communities in the center of the country. The wealthy live in mega mansions and conservation easements, corridors, and buffer zones separate us from them. The mountains and large forest areas of the country are strictly off limits to mid-North American people. and corporate government owns all land and water shed systems. We drive less and less as government security, and the real ID denies more and more driver's licenses for more and more reasons. The cutoff age for driver's licenses is lowered to 60, and the driving age is raised to following compulsory military service. But all driving is restricted to 25 miles a week, then 20, then 15, and so forth. Employers send trams to pick up for work and drop us off. That will come out of our paychecks. But enforced non-pollution is just that, enforced. Via nanotechnology and widespread RFID use, all pretense of privacy will leave our imaginations, and we become a highly managed species to find, punish, eavesdrop upon, and watch. Keep in mind, subdural Chippewas tested on grazing animals, then dogs, and then chipping centers are now open for business in Florida and being tested on senior citizens. Children will be next under the guise of security and anti-kidnapping technology. And then banking rights will require chipping. As we become ill more frequently, living in such close and small quarters, we're giving the medical care that the government deems appropriate. And NGO governing boards determine the definition of human quality of life. Remember that human life is to be reduced by 40 to 75% depending upon which UN conservation partners you listen to. At least 50% of the North American continent is off limits to Homo sapiens. Between the government and large land trusts, more than half of America land is already in their hands. Species of large mammals, are repopulated. Wolves and cougars, mountain lions and bears guard the wilderness areas to ensure that people keep away. All wilderness areas are now the private property of corporate government. Watch for fencing. International conglomerations, which are partnered with International Conservation and Land Trust and all partnered with the United Nations, are the holders and keepers of land stolen by complex business schemes. Those conglomerations and their partnerships, which control and aid and create the conservation strategy of all life on Earth, and are the self-proclaimed custodians of all living organisms, are historically and remain the largest polluters on Earth. Their leadership and their partners are all multi-millionaires and billionaires. All children following 10 through 12 years of indoctrination are soldiers. All women are rated for limited reproductive rights, and licenses will be issued for reproductive rights. The mentally orphaned, physically damaged are eliminated. All income is reduced to under $20,000 a year. And American suburbia is leveled and rebuilt into business trade corridors. The Mexican and Canadian borders are dissolved. Martial law is implemented to keep the peace and to put all down, or to put down all attempted uprisings. Troublemakers will be killed or removed from the general population and placed into internment camps, which are currently readied and staffed. The sick, infirmed, and the children of troublemakers will become wards of the state. Some will be re-engineered and some will be put down. Now, why would all this happen to the human population? Why would big business and the largest banks in the world ever conceive of such a plan? Why? To protect nature, of course. That is what the UN has declared. And the World Bank and the World Trade Organization and the American government. And if you believe that, I've got some swampland to sell you. located in a UN biosphere reserve, which is surrounded by conservation easement, which is surrounded by a buffer zone, the politically correct term for demilitarized zone is a buffer zone. Indeed, restricted Florida, which is actually owned by the Corporation of Florida under the CEO Governor General. Just keep telling yourselves we elected them, and we elected them. I couldn't say it any better than she says it. She doesn't want to be interviewed. She just wants to write, and she has every right to do so, and I'm not going to ask her to come on if she doesn't want to. But I understand her feelings. Her feelings are very, very to the point. And it's going on where most people have no clue. Most people don't know anything about Agenda 21. And there's where the crux of the problem lies. They know that if the American people knew what Agenda 21 was all about, they would object. We are a proud people, many of us. And there's where the situation lies. We are a proud people. According to Ecologic, dated May, June 98, Agenda 21 has never been debated or adopted by the Congress of the United States. Nevertheless, it has been vigorously implemented by the administrative agencies of the federal government and by other nations around the world. More than 150 nations, including the United States of America, are participants in the United Nations Commission on Sustainable Development, the CSD. America's participation is not the result of an international treaty ratified by Congress. America's participation is the result of George Bush signing Agenda 21, that's George Herbert Walker Bush, people, at the 1992 United Nations Conference on Environment and Development in Rio, and the current administration's desire to implement its objectives. Keep in mind, this is coming from Ecologic, May, June 1998. Participating nations voluntarily submit to annual report to the CSD. In April 1996, another massive gathering in Rio evaluated the progress toward the implementation of Agenda 21, 5 years after it was adopted. Staggering progress has been made worldwide, and particularly in the United States. And he has a chart here regarding the progress made toward 32 specific Agenda 21 objectives. And he shows the solid lines indicate the percentage of participating nations that have programs in place to achieve each of the objectives or activities. Most of these are back in 1998, 3/4 to 7/8 fulfilled. Atmosphere, land use planning, forest and deforestation, sustainable mountain development, sustainable agriculture, biological diversity, biotechnology, oceans and coastal areas, all 3/4 to 7/8 completed in 1998, listeners. Freshwater management, 3/4 completed, 1998. Toxic chemicals, 3/4 completed, 1998. Hazardous waste, solid waste, radioactive waste, energy, transport, 3/4 completed. Sustainable tourism, 7/8 completed. Sustainable development activities, listeners, 3/4 completed. The UN's analysis of each nation's report is available on the UN website, people. You can find out for yourself. Go to the UN website, look at it yourself. Don't go to our website. Doesn't look like it's going to be there much longer. A closer examination of what the UN has to say about the United States' implementation of Agenda 21 is most revealing. One of the 32 specific objectives of Agenda 21 is to create a national coordinating body in each nation. Of the more than 150 participating nations, and that's in 1998, people, 73% already have such a body, and an additional 9% are in the process of creating a national coordinating body. In the United States, the national coordinating body is the President's Council on Sustainable Development. And the United Nations report says about this, quote, the United States, the PCSD, was conceived to formulate recommendations for the implementation of Agenda 21, end quote. That was in 1993, done by the Clinton administration, the same year Waco was taken down with tanks and fire. We all saw Waco. We didn't know anything about the PCSD, did we? That's how they operate. The UN report was prepared from information supplied by the U.S. State Department. What else is new, in my opinion? The report says further, quote, the fundamental objective of the Council was to forge a consensus among the various stakeholders, which is government, business, and industry, private citizens, nonprofits, and labor, etc., and create a viable, sustainable development strategy that articulated the interests and concerns of all groups, end quote. That gives them the right to close off ponds, fence off ponds on private property to protect the Houston toad, listeners. Right now it's voluntary. As time progresses, it'll be mandatory. Private property is not to be owned. And do we own our private property today? Don't pay your property taxes and you lose your property. In America, the Constitution requires that consensus on public policy be hammered out in public by elected officials, not by 28 appointed individuals carefully selected because of their known support of the principles expressed in Agenda 21. Keep in mind, we have Mikhail Gorbachev at the Presidio, Green Cross International, implementing Agenda 21 throughout the country out of San Francisco. This UN description of the PCSD is found in a section of the report entitled Integrated Decision Making, also known as the Consensus Process. All federal agencies have now adopted this consensus process to bypass Congress and other elected bodies to build consensus on Agenda 21 activities at the local, state, and national levels. The UN report describes America's progress in each of the activity areas in glowing terms. The report boasts that, quote, the government has included representatives of NGOs in the national delegation by every session of the Commission on Sustainable Development as well as at other major international meetings. Now, people, this is going on. This has been going on for 13 years. We have a compliant society. We have our businesses and industry outsourced to other countries today. We are a service economy today. If we get upset and bent out of shape about this, if we create a groundswell of concern about what's going on, will they nuke us? Anything's possible. Anything's possible today. Because they say in this report that I received from Larry that I've seen before. This is not Larry's, but I've seen it before. They say, under the title, the following policy, therefore the following policy must be implemented. The Security Council of the UN, led by Anglo-Saxon major nation powers, will decree that henceforth the Security Council will inform all nations that its sufferance on population has ended, that all nations have quotas for population reduction on a yearly basis, which will be enforced by the Security Council by selective or total embargo of credit, items of trade including food and medicine, or by military force when required. Military force when required. We already have rumblings of the border problem, the violence at the border south of us. How far is it going to get out of hand when you have communist Mexico? And Vincente Fox stated when I was off the air back in 2003, stating, my people coming to the United States are not illegal. They're migrants under human rights treaties. But yet the people of Russia can't leave their country. The people of communist China can't leave their country. The people of communist Vietnam can't leave their country. The people of communist North Korea can't leave their country. The people of communist Cuba can't leave their country. But the Universal Declaration of Human Rights of the UN system says anyone can leave his country if they want. Article 13, everyone has the right to freedom of movement and residence within the borders of each state. Everyone has the right to leave any country, including his own, and return to his country. So what is the UN system, listeners? A setup for totalitarian communist rule of the world. This is why I've been talking about the United Nations ever since I've been on the air, July 1st of 1996. It's just the way it is. I don't like it. I never liked talking about it. And that's why it's your responsibility to pick up the ball, people. Do the research for yourself. We'll be back. Maybe with Hansa now. Stay with us. Welcome back to the broadcast. Dennis has showed up on the website. Way to go, my friend. Here we see court rules Fed is privately owned. Global Green USA, U.S. affiliate of Green Cross International, Global Green USA listeners. Mikhail Gorbachev, creatively marketing global communism. Mikhail Gorbachev's Earth Charter speech at Rio Plus 5 Forum. United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs. United Nations 2005 report on the World Social Situation Outline, DESA, GATT's General Agreement on Trade and Services, WBCSD, World Business Council for Sustainable Development. Oh, man. Great stuff. There's hope yet for our country. Dennis is back. Oh, man. Well, let's take Vicki in Idaho. Vicki, welcome.
I even though I'm going to talk to you tomorrow, I was so impressed with what Nancy Levant wrote that I had to call and comment on that. Just want to, obviously she must be some kind of a computer systems analyst or programmer or something
like
that.
She was a public school teacher at one time.
Was she?
Yes.
Well, she's doing the analysis just like a computer programmer who designs new systems for efficiency.
I see.
And being absolutely brutally honest about it, what they're thinking is that the majority of the world's people are unnecessary. They're useless eaters. Corporations are so efficient nowadays that the world does not need two-thirds of the world's population. They're just excess baggage.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the humanity out of it and you consider people as beasts of burden, two-thirds of them need to be slaughtered, and that's what. Their thinking is, because they have dehumanized everything. But the interesting part about it is that they're wrapping it in a social agenda.
Beasts of burden and steaks on the table by choice and consent.
Yeah, and you know, people need to understand that. If your kids are not among the elite right now, they're going to be useless eaters in the future. And that sounds terribly brutal, but and unbelievable for something like that to happen in our country, for our leaders to allow something like that to happen. But if you look back in history, you know, 20 million people killed in Russia, and you know, all the millions of people
in China.
Yeah, these elite people don't care. They don't care about, you know, the regular, ordinary guy on the street, Joe Sixpack. You're non-human to him. And that the scenario that Nancy was painting out, you know, where people will live in human settlements, what they call human settlements, basically they'll just be servants serving the wealthy elite who will live like kings and queens. And that's what that's all I wanted to say was that if, just in case anybody thought that was some kind of fiction that Nancy was making up out of her imagination, forget that. It's real. It's really real, what the scenario that she painted, according to all the research that I've done. And so, you know, if you're not active now, if you haven't researched anything now, you better get on it. Because your children, the lives of your children depend on it. Okay?
Thank you. Way to go, Vicki. We'll talk tomorrow. She'll be our guest tomorrow. She's done a lot of research. She deserves the airtime. We'll be back to continue into the second hour. Stay with us.